A reading from the book of Genesis. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God the Almighty. Walk in my presence and be blameless. God also said to Abraham, on your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you that you must keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. God further said to Abraham, as for your wife Sarai, do not call her Sarai. Her name shall be Sarah. I will bless her, and I will give you a son by her. Him also will I bless. He shall give rise to nations, and rulers of peoples shall issue from him. Abraham prostrated himself and laughed as he said to himself, can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Or can Sarah give birth at 90? Then Abraham said to God, let but Ishmael live on by your favor. And God replied, nevertheless, your wife Sarah is to bear you a son, and you shall call him Isaac. I will maintain my covenant with him as an everlasting pact to be his God and the God of his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I am heeding you. I will hereby bless him. I will make him fertile and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall become the father of 12 chieftains, and I will make of him a great nation. But my covenant I will maintain with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you by this time next year. When he had finished speaking with him, God departed from Abraham. The word of the Lord. The book of Genesis is a book of stories. It's a book of God delighting in God's creation, delighting both in what is created and in the act of creation itself. Genesis is a book of family stories. It's the ancestral stories of the beginnings of God and God's encounter with human beings. Genesis is filled with names: Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, Seth, Terah, Abraham, Sarah, Ishmael, Isaac, Rebekah, Esau, Jacob, Joseph, and more. In the Bible, names are very important. In the readings we have experienced in this week's liturgies, including today, this first reading from Genesis, we meet Abram, whom becomes Abraham at God's anointing, and Sarai, who becomes Sarah at God's anointing. Both Abraham and Sarah played significant parts in the unfolding of human history as designed and ordained by God. All of creation, and in this particular case, the persons that we meet in the stories of Genesis, fashioned by God for a particular godly purpose. In the book of Isaiah, we hear from chapter 55, God making this announcement. For justice from the heavens, the rain and snow come down, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. In today's reading, both Abraham and Sarah are words sent forth by God to fulfill God's particular purpose. Abraham and Sarah are spoken into being by God, and God leads them to fulfill their mission in bringing about a nation of God's people. In the biblical text, when there is a change in name, it pretty much means the same thing as a change of heart. We hear that a name is being changed, it's a sign that something very important is going on. And in today's story, part of the text that we do not hear is Abram becomes Abraham. God speaks Abraham's name to identify for Abraham that he has been given a particular calling. He is God's word spoken, sent forth, and not to return until he has fulfilled the work for which God has sent him. Similarly, Abraham's wife, Sarai, now called Sarah, is identified again and spoken into being in a new way by God to announce her particular role, her place in the unfolding of God's desire, God's plan for God's people. Abraham, the father of nations, Sarah, princess, one who gave birth to multitudes. Abram and Sarai, taken from their own comfortable, small world, renamed, re-spoken by God as words into the world for God's greater purpose. As we reflect on the name of Abraham and Sarah, and we recount the role that they played in the beginnings of a great nation, a people's intended to be a light for the world, it would behoove us to reflect upon our own names. the name that we were given at birth from our parents, or maybe a nickname that we've received along the way, or other names that have attached to us because of particular characteristics or qualities. And people have responded to us reflecting what they see in us. But if we reflect upon our name at birth given to us, it is important to also reflect that we were spoken into being by God. Each one of us, Sue, Tom, Peggy, Elijah, Mary, Joseph, named and spoken, a word sent forth by God into the world for God's divine purpose. If we perceive ourselves like Abraham and Sarah, as reflected by the prophet Isaiah, announcing God's word, "So my word shall go forth from my mouth, and it shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." We can each imagine God speaking our name, speaking our name and giving birth to our presence in the world for a particular divine purpose, the same as Abraham and Sarah. Today, may we spend some time reflecting on the life that we have lived in light of the reality that we were spoken into being and existence and named ultimately by God. And we are that word that shall not return to God until we have fulfilled the purpose for which we were sent. I urge you to reflect today on your life, on your own name, how you name yourself, how you have fulfilled the purpose for which you were sent. Amen.